Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. I'm Bob Popo, along with former Giant great Carl Banks, as we look back at the Giants' opening night loss against the Dallas Cowboys. And Carl, to get things started, a lot of excitement in the building with the Giants defending their championship. They honored the three Super Bowl teams from 1986, 1990, 2007, and of course, the celebration for the Giants. But once the game begins, then it's just a football game.
Yeah, I think the candle got blown out on the season, and it was a great opportunity to celebrate with the fans. But the game begins. The players are totally focused.
Giants went 3-and-out on their first possession. Victor Cruz dropped a 3rd-and-5 pass. Cowboys went 3-and-out. So the Giants started at their own 13-yard line, and they had a nice drive going, Carl. A big pass play to Victor Cruz, and it felt like the Giants were getting in a rhythm.
Well, they were starting to get a rhythm. I think they kind of understood how the Cowboys were going to attack them, and they kept them off balance a bit. So things started to look well.
But the Giant drive would get short-circuited when they faced a 2nd-and-8 at the Cowboys 29.
Toss left for Wilson. Needs a block, gets one, then gets tackled and fumbles the football, and it's picked up by the Cowboys at the 34-yard line. Barry Church recovered it.
He's a young guy. He's got to learn, and hopefully it's the last. It probably won't be though. So he just got to learn to protect the ball in this league. Turnovers are so crucial in wins and losses. And he's a young guy, and he runs hard, and that's just part of the growing pains of being a young player in this league.
Shake it off. Remember what I told you pregame? What did I tell you? Don't be intimidated by any. Okay. Play for them.
Do I know what they want to see now?
All right, Carl, before we get to the fumble, you saw the sideline audio there of Akeem Nicks and especially OCU Manura giving David Wilson a pep talk on the sideline, along with Gerald Ingram, the running backs coach. Just talk about veteran leadership when you got a rookie who makes a mistake in the first quarter of his first NFL game.
Well, you tell him to forget about it. He'll have many other opportunities to make up for it. It just didn't happen in the game, but you can't dwell on it. And the one thing that the young rookie found out is that the players in the NFL are pretty fast. You know, both big tackles against him, including that fumble, there were guys coming from the backside of the defense. So once you clear, you're not really clear.
Yeah, linebacker Sean Lee closed that thing down, forced the fumble. Church recovered it. So Dallas gets the first turnover of the game, and they drive the ball downfield. But then the Cowboys have a decision to make. They have less than a yard, inches to go for a first down. They go for it on 4th, and the big blue defense comes up huge.
4th and inches. The give for Vickers hit. Did he get there? I don't think so. Got hit by Roll, and a good surge by the Giant defense.
The boys ain't built like us. They ain't moving us. I'm good. Hey, they ain't not moving us over there.
Carl, Antrell Roll played it beautifully. He got the first hit on Vickers as the Giants defense really rose to the occasion.
Yeah, and Bob, the key to that play was not only when Antrell got behind their line of scrimmage, but he took the running back's legs from under him so he couldn't surge forward. All he did was flip. So sometimes you get a tackle on a guy and they're able to surge a little bit, but once you take the legs, what Antrell did, there was nowhere else for him to go.
So the Giants take over on downs. They start at their own 37-yard line, and the first quarter comes to an end with the Giants converting a 3rd-and-2. So the Giants have the football. We'll tell you about the second quarter when we continue with Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital right here on MSG.
It's time for this week's New York Presbyterian Amazing Play of the Game.
Third quarter, Giants and Cowboys. Dominic kicks in with this leaping 39-yard catch that set up a Giants touchdown. That's this week's New York Presbyterian Amazing Play of the Game. We're back here on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the second quarter, no score Giants and Cowboys. And Carl, the second quarter starts with Eli Manning taking a 15-yard sack against the Cowboys as the Giants are trying to get some momentum going.
Well, they got a little misdirection going, trying to do a little play-action pass. DeMarcus Ware beats the right tackle inside, and it just forces Eli to retreat further and further back.
So the Giants have to punt the football away. Cowboys start at their own 20-yard line. They pick up a first down. They get 18 yards on first down. Facing a third and eight from their own 40-yard line, the Giant defense makes another play.
Romo calls out signals. Empty set, five receivers. Takes the snap. He's back to throw. He steps up, gets hit, throws it right. Intercepted by the Giants. Picked off along the right sideline, and running down the right sideline is Michael Boley. He's to the 10, he's to the 5, he's to the 2, and he's tackled there.
So a huge play for Michael Boley. Carl, talk about sort of what kind of coverage he was in order to make that play.
Well, Michael Boley was in a zone coverage, but the beauty of it was the pattern read and kind of coordinating his eyes with what he saw behind him with the quarterback. And as soon as Tony Romo picked that window to throw to, he never saw Michael Boley come over. So it was an excellent read by him.
The Giants, though, it's like 6-on-2, but they don't get a piece of Tyron Smith, who gets Boley down rather than scoring. And that proves to be huge because the Giants go from first and goal at the 1 to second and goal at the 3 to third and goal at the 4 and a 22-yard field goal. 3-0, an emotional win for the Cowboys there.
Well, it definitely was an emotional win for the Cowboys because the Giants stopped the Cowboys on a fourth down. Okay, so now you're 1 yard away from the goal line, and you've got to be able to move that ball into the end zone, and it looked like they moved backwards 1 yard, 2 yards, 4 yards. And then the same thing, another missed opportunity there.
Cowboys get the ball back to get a couple first downs, have to punt. Giants go 3 and out. Dallas gets a first down, and now they're driving the football near the end of the first half, and the Cowboys are starting to get a little momentum. And, Carl, 3rd and 1. You said it on the radio. You got to be prepared for them to take a shot.
3rd and 1 from the Dallas 47. Romo back. Sacks delivers it down the right side. Caught by Bryant at the 20 and tackled by Phillips at the 15-yard line. It's a 38 yard pass play. Romo takes the snap. He's back to throw. Feels pressure, avoids pressure, throws it to the end zone. Touchdown, Cowboys. Ogletree uncovered. Romo bought time, and the Cowboys have the lead with 1:01 to go in the half.
Hey, what I'm going to do now? What I'm going to do now? Since he's working over there, I'm going to go straight to him, bull rush him, and keep outside. Outside here, enough. He's gonna flush that way.
Because
if you flush this way, he don't get. He's gonna flush your way.
Kevin Ogletree gets the first touchdown reception of his career. Carl, Romo was afforded the opportunity to roll to his right. What happened on that play as far as containment was concerned?
Well, there comes a time when you have a mobile quarterback that the traditional pocket moves. So if you're a rusher and this Giant defensive lineman know him well, they know that pocket can change. And so when Romo started to move, your pass rush has to move outside with him to keep him contained. Once you get inside and he breaks your rush lanes, it's pretty much whatever he wants to do.
And Ogletree just kind of comes across the formation, and it's kind of an easy throw for Romo over the linebackers. And the Dallas Cowboys have a 7-3 lead at the half on that 10-yard touchdown pass between Tony Romo and Queens, New York native Kevin Ogletree. So 7-3 at the half. When we come back, we'll look at the third quarter here on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital on MSG.
Effort and determination is everything. Making sure you're beating your opponent on every down.
Touchdown, Giants!
Making sure you catch every ball.
Off the deflection!
Fighting for every yard. making sure that every time you touch that football, you're striving for excellence and you're striving for each and every touchdown that you can make or achieve.
99 yards!
Big Blue, it's who we are.
Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the third quarter. Cowboys get the football to start and a 7-3 lead. And Carl, right out of the chute, four of the first five plays for the Cowboys are running plays. And DeMarco Murray has 24 yards on those four carries.
Well, look, they were getting 5 and 6 yards a carry, Bob, and, well, averaging four, but they were spotting the ball 2nd and 5. 2nd and 4. So they never really saw long yardage for the early part of that series.
And then Dez Bryant has a catch for 16 yards. So the Cowboys now have it in Giant territory. A lot of momentum facing a 2nd and 10 at the Giants 43. Another big play for the Cowboys offense.
Romo over center. 7-step drop. He feels pressure. He's going to throw one down the right sideline. Ogletree's got it at the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Cowboys. Webster got beat. Ogletree with his second touchdown. The first two of his career, and the Cowboys come out and get a touchdown to start the third.
Catch your breath. You stay in the center. Keep your composure. All right. Let's go. We had a chance to get up the field a couple times. They made plays on us. Let's go. All right.
Ogletree with a 40-yard touchdown pass, a double move on Corey Webster. Easy pickings for Romo and the Cowboys.
Yeah, again, Corey Webster uncharacteristically gave up a big play and on a simple double move. So he's got to get his eyes out of the backfield and play the receiver in front of him.
So on the Cowboys' last two possessions going back to the first half, the Giants suddenly find themselves down 14-3, and now they've got to pick up their sense of urgency on offense, don't they?
Well, you really do, because when you think about it, Bob, there were two scoring opportunities. One resulted in a fumble, and the next scoring opportunity resulted in a field goal. The legitimate chances to get 6 points on the board. So now you're thinking, wow, the Cowboys are building momentum. Our opportunities are shrinking. So, yes, they had to start to get some plays.
Right out of the chute, Manning hits Dominic Hickson for a 12-yard pass play, makes a play to Bennett. Bradshaw has a run of 5 yards. So the Giants, little something going here. 3rd and 4 at the Cowboys' 49-yard line, and Eli has to go up top for a big play.
Manning out of a shotgun, takes the snap. He's back to throw. Slides left, throws it deep down the middle of the field. He's got Hickson, who makes the catch at the 10-yard line and gets tackled there. Dominic Hickson reached high and beat Manasilva. 1st and goal, Giants. Hand off Bradshaw, runs left, bounces outside to the 5, to the goal line, touchdown, Giants! Locklear got a good block on the edge, and the Giants' longest run of the night goes for a touchdown, 10 yards, Bradshaw, and the Giants within an extra point, or within 4 points.
So Ahmad Bradshaw gets the Giants' first touchdown of the season. Carl, let's talk first of all about the pass play to Dominic Hickson that went for 39 yards.
Dallas Cowboys, they love to run their safeties out of the middle of the field on a double team. This time they decided to double the outside receiver, and Hickson had a clear lane, and there was a window before the other safety could get over. Eli put it where he could get it. He made a great play on the ball.
Then the Bradshaw run, 1st and goal at the 10, and this time the Giants block it nicely, and Bradshaw is able to bounce it outside for the score.
Well, I think the key to that was the fullback, Henry Hanoski. He made a definitive block that gave clear vision to Amar Bradshaw so that he can choose where he wanted to go.
All right, so the Giants are within, 4 points at 14-10, and the Cowboys get the ball back, and Dallas has a 2nd and 3 at their own 27-yard line, and then a huge mistake. They have DeMarco Murray bottled up. Kiwanuka gets a hit on him. Tuck misses the tackle. Next thing you know, it's 48 yards.
Well, look, everyone knew DeMarco Murray had great skills. He always keeps his feet running. But when you have him bottled up, you have to gang tackle a guy like that. And so you have guys on the ground, guys pursuing, but no one that was able to just bottle him up a bit.
Cowboys have it first and 10, first and goal at the Giants' 10-yard line. The Giants' defense holds, though, and they keep Dallas to a field goal. So it's still a one-score game as we hit the end of the third quarter. Cowboys 17, Giants 10. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter when we return after this. Back here on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the fourth quarter. Giants have the football down 17-10, but another Giant drive stalls. Manning gets sacked on a third and fourth. The Giant 44 by Jason Hatcher. Giants kick the football away, and the Cowboys go on a drive that feels like it's still going on, Carl. It turns out to be an 8-play, 82-yard drive that featured 5 penalties on the Cowboys in this never-ending saga.
It never ended. It just became first and longer. But the longer it's got, the more the clock ran.
The Cowboys used the running game enough within this stretch. And then Romo makes some plays with his legs. I mean, he makes a throw to Miles Austin where looked like the Giants had good pressure, but you can't cover for so long, can you?
That's the key, Bob. You have to get Tony Romo confined and know that you've got really good receivers on not your best cornerback. So you've got to get pressure right away.
All right, so the Cowboys, though, they get penalties. They get holding calls. Dallas has it first and 30 at the Giants' 34-yard line with 6:12 to go when, once again, Romo and his receivers make a big play.
Romo back, looks left, throws one left side. Austin made the catch at the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Cowboys. He beat Justin Tryon. Third touchdown pass of the game for Romo, and with 5:57 to go, maybe the nail in the Giants' coffin.
Miles Austin with a 34-yard touchdown catch. Carl, roll comes over, try and lets him get past. It just seemed as if they were out of sync on that play.
Well, they were, and it's because when you signal to the guy who's helping you double team where you're going to be and you're not there, it dramatically alters how that play gets defended. And on that play, you can see they had a double call. Tryon tapped one hip to let Roll know that he knows he's got inside and Tryon's going to take the outside. Well, as it turns out, Miles Austin released outside and nobody had him bracketed outside and Roll's coming at a different angle.
All right, so the Cowboys get a big touchdown there, makes it 24-10. Now the Giants are in their hurry-up mode. They're trying to get the ball downfield. They have an opportunity with, I don't know, 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Manning missed Hickson on what could have been a quick touchdown strike over the middle.
Again, you get your opportunities in the game. At this point, is about big plays. You know, Dallas getting their share, the Giants couldn't.
Now, the Giants convert a couple fourth downs, and there's still hope for the Giants. With 2:42 to go, they have a first and goal at the Cowboys' 9, and they pull to within 7.
Manning back to throw. Lobs one to the end zone to Bennett, who makes the catch. Touchdown, Giants.
Right read, great throw. Eli threw the ball up there, and I had to go make a play. Fortunate enough to get both feet in bounds, you know. So it's just one of those things where we could build on that, too. So I think the thing, our focus this year is build a bridge, but this game is a lot of things that we could build on. And we did a lot of good things, and we did a lot of bad things. So we just tried to take the good with the bad and grow from that.
Carl, you can see some of the reason why the Giants brought Martellus Bennett in. He makes a nice play on the touchdown and creates space for Eli to just kind of flip the ball over to him.
Well, he creates space, but also in the red zone, you want to throw that ball at the crossbar, and a guy tall enough like him can get it or it goes out of bounds. So that's the perfect weapon for Eli down there.
With 2:31 to go in the game, the Cowboys start first and 10 at their own 26. The Giants have 2 timeouts remaining, the 2-minute warning. They need a stop. They have to get a stop in order to give the ball back to Eli Manning and the offense and maybe try to get this game tied up and force overtime. So here's the crux of the action. It's 3rd and 10 for the Cowboys at their own 26-yard line when Dallas delivers the dagger.
3rd and 11. Romo calls signals. 2 receivers right. Romo back to throw. Pressure. Throws it left. Ogletree's got it. First down, Cowboys. And that'll seal it at the 2-minute warning.
Here's the slant. They like him.
Ogletree with a gain of 15. And with the Giants out of timeouts, the Cowboys convert a 3rd and 11, and that's going to be it.
You know, I know our fans wanted to come in here and start the game, start the year off right. It's a big well-to-do about being Super Bowl champions. And, you know, first night in this stadium, they came out, it was electric. And, you know, obviously they're going to be disappointed after a loss. But I know our fans, they'll be right back out here Sunday when we play Tampa and ready to go. And we will be too. And, you know, if I was going to tell them anything, I'll tell them this. Last time we won a Super Bowl, we started 0-1. Time before that, we started 0-2. So it's a long season. We'll figure things out. We got a lot of great football players on this team, a lot of prideful guys, and a great coaching staff. So we'll figure things out, and we'll be right where we need to be at the end of the year.
Ogletree with the catch on the slant. Carl, I mean, Tryon gives up a little cushion. Roll, though, gets frozen by the hook route from Jason Witten. He can't really close on it fast. Well-designed play by the Cowboys?
Absolutely, but it's not a mystery. It's something that shows up in film. It's what they like to do is to get safeties out of the play and force your cornerbacks to be perfect in coverage.
All right, Carl, we'll do it again next week.
All right.
That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you join us right here on MSG next week for another edition of Giants Rewind presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital right here on MSG. Good night, everybody. We'll be right back.